All right, let's try this again. God damn it, now I am fucking angry. I'm restarting this podcast. The previous one I was bitching about how I updated Audacity and things have changed because programmers always have to change shit. So I had to figure out how to fucking record my podcast now, because now you don't just hit the record button and it starts recording at the beginning. No. If you hit record, it starts recording at the end of your last track. If you want to start at the beginning of the fucking thing, you gotta make a new fucking track and go to the front and then start recording, because, oh, we gotta change things. Then I got distracted because I was trying to fucking do the material, and I got distracted trying to deal with fucking LinkedIn, and then I fucking so did that, and then I did the fucking shit, and I found out more information about the thingy I was going to read to you, and then my voice goes out. So now I have even more material to rant about. Fuck. It's gonna be a good day. You know why? Because you are wrong and I am right. Well, I mean, you're wrong if you disagree with me. For those of you out there who don't disagree, well, you're not wrong. So it's no big deal. Hi, this is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile my intellect comes in on and destroys motherfucking statists all around the world. It does not matter what kind of statist you are, right-wing statist, left-wing statist, GLBT, KKK statist, homo statist, 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 statheist, femistatist, cyber statist, doesn't matter. If you can't figure out who would make the fucking roads without a government, you're a statist, and I'm going to make fun of you. Today is February 11th in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, who has still not built a wall or put Hillary Clinton in jail. But then again, just because you say you're going to do shit, right, you don't actually do it. I mean, because women do that all the time, right? They say they're going to do something. That's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. Why, of course I'll go out with you. I'll see you Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Okay, and they never show up. Oh, sweet. I thought, oh, well, my parents having an existentialist crisis. Oh, well, could you have let me know? Could you at least to fucking... No, of course not, because it's a woman's prerogative change her mind. Okay, here we go. Let me just get started, because now I'm fired up. God damn it. Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018. City Banner Project aims to spread message of community diversity. The city of Fort Collins hopes to demonstrate that Fort Collins is a tolerant and inclusive community through their project, which displays positive multilingual banners around town. Because when your population, when the population of your city, where the fuck is it? Where the fuck is it? Here we go. When the population of your city is 82.4% white, you have to invest a lot of taxpayer dollars in telling everyone how fucking diverse you are. Oh God, that reminds me. All right, I gotta put this, photo CSU. I gotta remember, I'll put that in the show notes. There's this picture from CSU, Colorado State University, with the, basically, you know, the photo of the students with no white men in it. And I'm looking at this stuff, and God, this is not what CSU looks like. This is not what Fort Collins looks like. Here we go. This is from the Wikipedia. So it's, I miss, there it is. 82.4% white, 3.01% black or African American. I'm not sure what the difference is between black or and African American, but I'm sure there's some kind of fucking difference there. 0.6% Native American, 2.48% Asian, 0.12% Pacific Islander, and 3.61% from other races, and 2.53% from two or more races, and 10.79% Hispanic and Latino. Wait, does that math work? Oh, maybe it does. See, because 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89. No, that adds up to more than 100%. Of course, then again, I guess these days you can, just as you can identify with multiple genders, you could be a different gender based on a different day of the week. Maybe you could be a different race based on the day of the week. Maybe it's related to the phase of the moon. I don't know. By the way, I'm the Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society. If you want to send me emails and tell me about how diverse you are, you can do that. It's God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Also, I'll mention that we are almost equally balanced here, according to I love how my voice is working perfectly fine until I actually start recording the fucking podcast. Here in the People's Republic, we are almost equally balanced between men and women. For every 100 females age 18 or over, there are 99.7 males. And 22% of our population is between the ages of 18 and 24. So there's a lot of young, cute girls, which is one of the reasons I'm still here. That, and of course, the fact that it's 83% white people. Get ready, racist alert. It's 83% white people, which is why there's no fucking crime. You hate black people! Shut up. Fact. Fort Collins is 83% white people. Fact, the crime rate is virtually non-existent. I'm not saying the one causes the other. Just saying it's 83% white people and there's virtually no crime other than bicycle theft. You walk away from your bicycle for 10 minutes, hell, 10 seconds, and it's gone. I was going to say something else profound. Oh! There's this long story. There's this group I used to associate with, and one of the people in this group was a woman, and she was, I don't think she was Hispanic, which I think is the correct term these days. I think she was a Pacific Islander type, something like that. She was non-white. She was brownish in orientation. Yeah, I don't know how she classifies herself. The important part is this. We're all standing around one time talking, and it's almost all women. I'm pretty much the only man ever there, which is one of the reasons I don't associate with these people anymore. And somebody said unto her something to the effect of, oh, it must be traumatic, disconcerting, terrible, oppressive, whatever word they used, for you to live in a city that is almost all white people. And she said something to the effect of, are you kidding? I love living in a city that's nothing but white people. Because she knows the deal. I mean, look, white people were all racist, sexist, homophobic. We kill people, we enslave people. That's why all the people from the shithole countries, and let's remember, the Great One was calling them shithole countries long before the Trump and Fuhrer did. That's why all the people from the shithole countries want to come here. Because the place that has all the racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic white men is also the place that has iPhones, electricity, indoor plumbing, heating, air conditioning, agriculture, buildings that don't fall over, automobiles, roads, internet. Yeah, yep, and races. Anyway, Moving on. Keep her moving. Oh, by the way, speaking of keeping her moving, Adam Piggott and I finally got around to starting our joint podcast. It'll be coming out on Wednesday, February the 14th. It's called The Greasy Pole. First episode, we recorded it. You know, everyone just chill. It's the first episode. Don't expect greatness. I mean, obviously there's a baseline amount of greatness because it's Adam Piggott, the gentleman adventurer, and the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I mean, basically, Adam and I could, you know, just like, I don't know, we could stand there and just urinate in a bucket, and there would be so much greatness to that, that people would be talking about it for centuries to come. So simply our existence is greatness in and of itself. But it's the baseline greatness. Don't expect too much above the baseline greatness yet. It's going to happen, though. Back to diversity in my tax money. Tolerant and inclusive community. Unless, of course, you are a heterosexual white man with a job who voted for Donald Trump. The banners, which cost $3,606 to design and print. So there's $3,606 of my tax money to print some banners to proclaim, to virtue signal how diverse and tolerant Fort Collins is. According to Janet Freeman, Equality and Inclusion Coordinator for the city, the city of Fort Collins has an Equality and Inclusion Coordinator. Great one. Did you look this woman up? I tried. I couldn't find anything. Her LinkedIn profile is stunningly devoid of any information whatsoever. I wonder what she has a fucking degree in. So these $3,606 banners read, quote, "We are Fort Collins," in English. We, you know, the royal we. And, quote, "I am Fort Collins," unquote, in 14 other languages. Because nothing, you know, nothing shows the world that you're diverse and tolerant like printing up banners that say, "We are Fort Collins," and then say, "I am Fort Collins," in 14 other languages. Why, what languages are those? Those languages are Korean, Tagalog, Hindi, Chinese, Russian, Spanish, Arabic, Arapaho, French, Uut, German, Portuguese, Japanese, and Vietnamese. The city utilities department did not charge anything to put the banners up or for the rental of the space. No, but the city employees who put the banners up were being paid when they did it with my tax money. So what's the fucking difference? Think about this for a second. This is something that you hear from government pukes, right? Okay, so, well, the city, the utilities department is not going to charge money to hang the banners. Okay, so if the utilities department charged the Equality and Inclusion Coordinator money to hang these banners up, the Equality and Inclusion Coordinator would have gotten that money from the taxpayers and given it to the utilities department. But when the utilities department hangs the banners for free, well, the people working for the utilities department who are hanging the banners are getting paid, and they're getting paid with my tax money. What's the fucking difference? According to the Coloradoan, the languages were carefully selected to reflect past and present languages spoken in the city, said Todd Cornell, a local cultural competency consultant. And Tom Cornell, a local cultural competency consultant. Hang on. Let's type this guy's name into LinkedIn. Todd. Hi, I'm Todd. This is Buffy. This is Muffy. This is Miffy. Yes, our daddy sent us to college, and he said, it doesn't matter what kind of degree you get. It's just the whole thing of having a degree. It's like so special. Oh my God, it is Todd Cornell. Oh my God. He's wearing a bow tie. All right, you know, this is sad. This is what his thing says. He is a China specialist, mindfulness coach, cultural intelligence trainer. And he works for the Confucius Institute at Colorado State University. Now look, the whole thing about mindfulness and being a China specialist, and down here it says that he, and being into and understanding Confucianism and stuff like that. I mean, look, man, that part is actually kind of cool. But then you take that, and I'm going to work for a university. I'm going to fucking be PC. Let's go down here. Education. Master's degree in education. Thesis on effects of language on social interaction of bilingual and multilingual students. Jesus God Almighty. Master of Business Administration. Bachelor's degree, Mongolian Language and Literature. Oh my God. Oh. He worked for free to help support the project. Oh, God. He's wearing a bow tie. The city also worked with Colorado State University, Poudre School District, and the Islamic Center of Fort Collins to properly translate the messages. 30 of the richly colored banners will go up on utility light poles around the city in the coming weeks. Oh, we're going to hang $3,000 worth of banners on some light poles. Oh my God, everything is so wonderful. We're so tolerant and diverse. All right, so going down the rabbit hole, trying to find a picture of Janet Freeman, the equality and inclusivity team leader for the city of Fort Collins. I found some other stuff. Wait, where's this? Here we go. Yeah, I'll put this in the show notes. I found the poster. It's the city of Fort Collins. Equality? No, equity. Not equality. Equity. These fucking words. Equity and inclusion efforts. See, the city's strategic objective, neighborhood livability and social health, promote a more inclusive and equitable community that embraces and celebrates diversity. Equity team promise statement. The city promises to steward a sense of belonging for all in Fort Collins, unless you're opposed to gay marriage or unless you vote for Donald Trump. The team is working towards not only creating an equitable and inclusive workplace culture, but also diversifying voices that inform city processes and enhancing organizational capacity to serve community and workforce. I don't know what that fucking means. We're going to diversify voices that inform city processes. In other words, we're going to take people and say their opinions are really important because of their skin color or whatever bizarre gender they happen to think they are or other things like that, as opposed to have they actually accomplished anything in life. Once again, this is anti-meritocracy. Can we call diversity what it is? Anti-meritocracy. You have matter, you have antimatter. When the two meet, you have an explosion. Okay? You have diversity and you have meritocracy. You have meritocracy and you have anti-meritocracy. When the two meet, you get an explosion. As part of our work, yeah, this is work. They're getting paid for this. They're getting paid with my tax money to come up with this shit. As part of our work, we recently drafted an equity and inclusion maturity model for our organization. 5 levels that start with compliance and move towards becoming a municipal leader on equity and inclusion. Highlights of the model. Oh, and I'll put this up because then there's a picture down here of all these idiots. Well, Janet, what's her name? Janet? Yeah, Janet must be one of the women in this picture. And they are all the people in this picture are about as ugly as you would expect. The men, including the police officer, just look like fucking soy boys. Oh my God, these people are gay looking. One of these people is probably the mayor of Fort Collins. I have no idea who the mayor of Fort Collins is. I could type it into Google and find out, but I care so little. Level 1, compliance with regulatory requirements and laws with assistance of EEOC manager. Level 2, bias elimination in citywide processes. We're going to eliminate bias. Just bias. It's all good. Oh, you don't know anything about electricity? What does it matter? The city's going to hire you to be an electrician because we're eliminating bias. Level 3, equity lens incorporated into city processes. Equity lens incorporated into city. What does that mean? We know what that means. It means hiring people based on their gender identity instead of their qualifications. Level 4, leveraging of diversity as key to higher innovation, better outcomes, and performance. This is the old diversity is our strength fucking lie, right? No, diversity is not going to lead to higher innovation, better outcomes, and performance. Diversity does not lead to that. Level 5, equity integration in all services, which once again, I don't really know what the fuck that means. Then I found this. I'll link to this also. Subcommittee, LGBTQ+, KKK committee. Objectives. What are the goals of the subcommittee? What objectives need to be met to accomplish the definition of a success? This is what the government of the People's Republic of Fort Collins is doing. This is what they're pursuing. These are the goals of the LGBTQ committee for the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Update all non-discrimination language to include both sexual orientation and gender identity. Number 2, research and scope gender-neutral bathroom policy project. Number 3, request another Pride Month proclamation and involve some sort of internal celebration of this event with city employees. I wonder if the city employees will be required to attend this Pride Month proclamation. Increase the HRC Municipal Equity Index to a score of 85+, which would earn us a rank of All-Star City. Oh, I want to be an All-Star City so bad. All right, hang on. What in the fuck is? Oh, come on. Fucking Christ. Can we fucking copy and paste? Can we fucking do this? Technology, Jesus fucking Christ. You know, programmers, they got to put all this shit in here knowing, can I just fucking copy and paste? I don't need all this other shit. I just want to fucking copy and paste. Municipal Equality Index. The Municipal Equality Index examines how inclusive... What? Municipal. God, I can't read. The Municipal Equality Index examines how inclusive municipal laws, policies, and services are of LGBTQ people who live and work there. Remember when homosexuals just wanted to be treated equally? Or how many people out there are old enough to remember when homosexuals didn't want special treatment? They didn't want to be treated with kid gloves. They didn't want to be singled out and have everyone constantly talking about the fact that they're homosexual. Remember when homosexual people just wanted to be treated like everyone else? Now it's like, oh my God, look, it's a homosexual. We got to treat them special. We got to do different stuff for them. They got to have their own bathrooms. They got to have their own month. They got to have their own day. They got to have their own flag. And I got to pay for all of this. My God. Put a link into this. I wanted to see, read the full report, Equity Index. I wanted to see something about, oh my God, there's a, oh God. All right, it, resist. Every time I see the word resist, I just want to puke. Resist, hashtag resist. HRC has unleashed an unprecedented effort to empower and mobilize millions of our members and supporters to fight back against attacks that undermine the LGBTQ community. Oh, you mean like Muslims coming in and throwing you off of buildings? That kind of attack? Or is that what you're mobilizing against? I don't think it is. I don't think it is. You know, I don't know, like the destruction of Western civilization and the aftermath of which you will no longer have indoor plumbing. You'll no longer have electricity and iPhones. Right? Are you fighting back against the destruction of Western civilization, which has provided you with all the comforts you have so that you can go on the fucking internet with your fucking hashtag resist? No, no, of course not. Of course you're not, because you're a bunch of fucking idiots. You're a bunch of fucking useful idiots. You're just tools. Resisting Trump's attacks. Oh my God. Since the moment he walked into the White House, Donald Trump has attacked the progress we have made towards full equality for the LGBTQ community and undermined the rights of countless Americans. You can fucking go to Canada any fucking time. Oh, you're not gonna do that, are you? Of course you're not. Because Canada doesn't have electricity and running water like we do here in the fucking States. Jesus fucking Christ. All right, let me get back to these idiots. Number 5, develop and recommend training portfolio for city staff, managers, and facilities. In other words, indoctrination. I'm scanning ahead. I don't know that I need to read all of this. Oh, 2016 accomplishments. Oh, here's their 2016 accomplishments. They created this subcommittee. Whoa, that's an accomplishment. We created a subcommittee. Mayoral Pride Proclamation, first in city history. City booth at Pride Fest. First time in city history. Creation of a liaison with police services, right? Because the police have to treat homosexuals and GLBTKKKers differently because, well, you know, the laws apply differently if you identify as a unicorn or a fairy or an attack helicopter, right? But you have to have a police liaison for the LBGTKQQQPQ14719/Z9er. Because the laws apply differently to you. Increase in the HRC Municipal Equity Index Equality Index from 65 to 74. Ooh. Continued interest and communication from city employees. Established an HR liaison for LGBT city employees. See, once again, homosexuals, they can't just go to HR like a heterosexual can. They have to have a special person in HR. Because homosexuals, see, they're not like the rest of us. They're equal. No, they're not equal. If they were equal, if homosexuals were equal to non-homosexuals, they wouldn't need a special person in the HR department to talk to. They could talk to the same people in the HR department the rest of us talk to. You're not equal. I'm gonna need you to shut the fuck up. Here's an accomplishment. Productive conversations regarding inclusive language in city policies. Wow, that's amazing. That is quite the accomplishment. We hung up some banners. We are so inclusive here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Why? Let's keep talking about this stuff. Hey, let's have some more fun. Oscar Felix, PhD, meet CSU's Associate Vice President for Diversity. Not only does CSU have a diversity department, not only does it have a president and a vice president, but it also has an associate vice president. Hold on. Where's LinkedIn? All right, let's find, there's Todd in his bow tie. Oh my God. Oscar Felix. There he is. Okay. Associate Vice President. He was an assistant professor at CSU for 13 years. Oh God. Assistant professor appointment in student affairs in higher education. Is this all one sentence? Is this all one thing? Have we heard of punctuation? Has anyone heard of punctuation? Assistant professor appointment in student affairs in higher education MS program. Okay, I think that's one thing. I have no idea what the fuck that means. Who's this hot chick? Yeah, let me. All right, she's not that hot when you blow the photo up. Never mind. Courses, ethics, ethics online, global perspectives. Oh, God. Executive Director, blah, 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 Colorado State University. Assistant Director and Counselor, Colorado State University. Education, Colorado State University, PhD in Education and Human Resources Studies. It reminds me the other day, I did a cold approach on this girl at the bar. She was sitting there with her computer and doing her stuff. And yeah, I said something like, you know, I interrupt you, blah, blah, blah. You're probably writing your PhD thesis or something like that. She's like, well, yeah, actually, I'm working on my dissertation. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, what are you studying, blah, blah. She says, yeah, I'm working on my PhD. Well, what's your subject? She says, education. Oh, the great one kept it together. I did not laugh in her face. I continued to try to get laid, but didn't work, but it's fine. It was really, really difficult to not laugh. All right, PhD, Education and Human Resources Studies. And he has an MS in Student Affairs in Higher Education. Okay, hold on. That's something you can get a fucking diploma in, is student affairs in higher education. How is that even a thing? Oh. Who's this chick? She looks kind of hot. But, whoops. That's not what I wanted. Who's this chick? She looks kind of cute. Here's an important thing. So his education, and then he has a BA in international relations, another fucking worthless, from the United States International University, San Diego Scripps Ranch. All right, so other than that, his entire life, from right here, so that the BA in International Relations, 86 to 88, he started at CSU in 1990. This, I'm going to call him a man, I'm using the term man loosely. This man has been in academia at Colorado State University, not just in academia, but in academia in the same fucking place, in a city that's 84% white people, since 1990. What a goddamn loser. Oh, that chick is not even remotely attractive. LinkedIn has really small pictures, so it fools you into thinking that these girls might be attractive until you click on the picture. And this whole, all of these academians who spend their entire life in this hermetically sealed hug box of the universities. I don't want to go down that path because I'm going to go down that path later. Okay, here we go. Oscar Felix spent the first part of his career encouraging potential first-generation college students to aim for college. And just what, get a fucking worthless degree? Or did you encourage them to fucking major in something that might actually get them a job? Now he's committed to ensuring that once they come, diverse students at CSU are welcome, valued, and affirmed. Because, once again, now the white people going to college, they don't need to be affirmed. They don't need to be told their value. Look, you fucking minorities. And if the shoe doesn't fit, don't wear it. But once again, this is what diversity is. Diversity is, of course, the absence of white people. But diversity is also this idea that those of you who are not heterosexual white men with jobs, that you're so fucking fragile. That when you come to college, why, you have to be affirmed. There have to be people there telling you how valued you are and affirming you. Because you're so emotionally, intellectually retarded. You are not self-sufficient. Hang on a second. I read some more of this book this morning, Beyond Success and Failure. All of you diversity people, all of you minorities who need to be fucking affirmed and valued by other people, you need to read this fucking book. This book is all about, it's your children, your fucking children. When you are a small child, you can do nothing for yourself. And you need attention, and you need validation, and you need everything to be given to you by other people. And thus, you manipulate other people into giving you what you want. The transition from being a child to an adult is when you stop getting what you want by manipulating other people, and you get what you want by manipulating the circumstances and by going out and achieving it yourself. And I'm not saying no people who aren't not white are not mature, and independent and do things for their own. What I am saying is that the people who tell you about diversity, people like Oscar Felix, Oscar is treating you like a fucking child. And Oscar's treating you like a child because, number one, he has no fucking skills he can use to get a real job. And number two, it makes him feel good. You are being treated like a fucking child so that this man can make money and feel good about himself. Question: what is privilege? Answer: let me explain first through the lens of a privilege that I do have, and then one I don't have. As a man, I do hold a privilege in this city. As a younger man, it was completely taken for granted until I heard women who talked about not feeling safe at night. Okay, once again, if women are equal to men, why do women not feel safe at night? It's the fucking People's Republic of Fort Collins. There's no fucking crime. There's nothing to feel unsafe about. Well, my God, women, they're so unsafe at night. Well, guess what? Men feel unsafe when they're getting divorce raped. So what? I feel unsafe at night. After the election last November, because everything's about Donald Trump. Oh, my God, Donald Trump has given you people a reason to live, hasn't he? Without Donald Trump, who would you use as your boogeyman? After the election last November, I no longer felt safe in Fort Collins. Oh, you fucking piece of garbage. You fucking piece of shit. You don't feel safe in Fort Collins because Donald Trump is president. I don't know, all those Bernie Sanders bumper stickers all over the fucking road, do those terrify the shit out of you? What, do you think the white people are going to come and kill you because you're brown? Kill you because you voted for Hillary? I'm okay with. Nobody's going to fucking kill you because you're brown. Okay, Oscar? You're a fucking idiot. Once again, this is just, look at me, look at me, look at, I don't feel safe. I'm so afraid. I need attention. I need validation. What in the fuck are you afraid of, you fucking piece of shit? You have a fucking PhD in human resources. What could you possibly be afraid of? He no longer feels safe. Do you think Donald Trump is going to come and fuck you to death or something? And this is just this inane stupidity that these people spew. I don't feel safe. Well, go to fucking Canada. Let's see, I know you're lying, okay? Even, oh my God, even here in the book. Oh my God. Beyond Success and Failure. Hang on, let me find it. It's brilliant. You need to read this book. What has a great one been telling you for years? That you judge what a person, who a person is, what they believe, yada, yada, so forth and so on. You judge people by their actions, never by what they say. Okay, here we go. Beyond Success and Failure, page 145. If we watch only movement, we cannot be fooled by others, nor can we any longer fool ourselves. What a person does is what he truly means. The great one doesn't make this shit up. So, Oscar Felix, fucking PhD in human resources, fucking diversity faggot, he's scared. He doesn't feel safe in Fort Collins anymore. Does he still live in Fort Collins? Because I'm pretty sure with a PhD in human resources, you could get a job almost any place on the planet Earth, especially in Canada, and you'd feel safe. And of course, if I presented him with this information, he would position himself as, no, I'm staying here in Fort Collins because I want to help other people because I'm here for the students. Oh, you're such a hero. Because of course, the little students who come to CSU, which are too fragile and delicate, why, they need you to help them. Yes, they need you. Oh, how could they survive without you, Oscar? If you don't feel safe in Fort Collins, go to California. Go to Canada. Go to Iraq. Go to Saudi Arabia. But get the fuck out. If you don't feel, once again, just the stupidity. If you don't feel safe in a situation, get out of that situation. But I guess when you only have a PhD in human resources, it's not like you're all that smart. I no longer felt safe in the city that I had always felt safe in. So as a male, I feel safe. As a Latino, I no longer feel safe. Oh, the victim card. Oh, the race card. Those things together really slapped me in the face, but not hard enough, about what privilege looks like and what privilege doesn't look like. Because, of course, there's no privilege to having a made-up job that doesn't really produce anything of value and getting paid with taxpayer money and student loan money. I love when people who have these massive amounts of privilege talk about how other people have privilege. You know, not all of us are privileged enough to make six figures a year of taxpayer money. My definition, privilege is not having to constantly spend energy making sense of what others take for granted. Privilege is not having to constantly spend energy making sense of what others take for granted. You would think with a PhD, he could fucking express himself in a way that makes sense. Oh, wait, it's a PhD in human resources. Okay, so first of all, you're defining it as a negative. Privilege is not having to constantly spend energy making sense of what others take for granted. So you're unprivileged if you have to spend energy making sense of what others take for granted. Is this making sense to anyone? Can anyone explain to me what the fuck this means? I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about. Question, how do you know you have it? Answer, go to places where you don't have that privilege anymore. So if you hold a certain identity, go to a place where you're not the majority. And connect with that energy. Then think, what if I had to live with this all day long, all the time? Unquote. Go to a place where you're not the majority. Now, obviously this is an attack on white people, right? Because white people are a majority. Going to a place, but isn't that the point of diversity? Oh no, the point of diversity is to eliminate white people. Got it, okay. Question, how can people be good allies to people with marginalized identities? Because, of course, see, we all have this responsibility to help you out. Well, why do you, Oscar, need our help? Why do white people have to be allies to non-white people? Well, because non-white people are immature. They can't do anything for themselves, with themselves, by themselves. They can't stand on their own. They can't get a job. They can't do anything. They've got to constantly have white people validating them, affirming them, telling them how valued they are. Because you're just a bunch of fucking children, according to Oscar. That's a great question. Because there's a way that people who want to be allies can cause more harm. You have to do it with motives that are humble. Don't do it and try to be a hero or to try to draw attention. Don't expect them to reassure you or make them work harder to create an opportunity for you. Just say, how can I help? And if I can't help, how can I be an ally? Question, why is it important to have a diverse CSU student population? Answer, We need the best minds of our, okay, but the best minds don't have anything to do with diversity. Not the kind of diversity you're talking about. The diversity where we let people in college based on skin color and gender identity, and where we work to deliberately exclude white men, that is not going to give you the best minds. That's not how that's going to work. We need the best minds of our community, regardless of background, unless they're white or Republican, regardless of income, unless they, you know, and regardless of identity. If you have the mind and willingness, we certainly need to provide access so you can help us move forward. That's an that's a fundamental tenet of our land grant mission, to nurture the talent of the people of Colorado. That's a high-minded notion, but the other argument we make is one is more of an economic one. We want folks to be able to earn high wages that are sustainable. A four-year degree is still the gold standard for that. Right, for being a barista. Question, long-term goal for the Office of Diversity? Answer, in order for us to do our best for the state of Colorado, we need to make CSU the best place for students to be, to thrive, to do their work, unless they are white or Republicans. And given the future demographics of the state, we'll only get more diverse. So how do we start being more intentional about making that kind of place? In other words, how can we be more intentional about discriminating against white people? Question / statement. Right, the ethnic majority and minority are going to crisscross. Answer. Right, 20 to 30 years from now, our high school population will be more diverse. Specifically, Latino and Latina. What the fuck is the difference between Latino and Latina? Students who will come from families that have lesser incomes than average right now. So the question is, how do we build for the future? Oh, great. So the public schools are going to be filled with even more people who are poorer than they are now. Gosh, and the taxpayers will have to pay for all those public schools. Oh, Oscar. Yep, and you right-wingers, you think you're winning. We're making America great. You keep sending your kids to colleges. Keep on sending your kids to the colleges, because that's going to work out for you.